Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. It's the Bubba Army Podcast. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
The only way you'll be hearing this is if you're hardcore Bubba Army. We're just not going to spoon feed this. This is something that you actually got to go find a little bit. Hopefully, it'll be good for you. Anna, were you a little taken back by the generous offer of Sam?
I think she's choking.
I think so, too.
I choked on water by accident. Someone made me laugh.
You choked on water by accident.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I was taking a sip of water and Blitz said something, and then I started laughing, but it went down my windpipe, and I started choking.
That's the only thing.
Because I'm a paper tiger.
That's the only thing Blitz has got that's going to go down your windpipe.
Yeah.
Well,
you got that
made
right.
Me choke.
Hana, you know, as much as I want to be more attracted to you, I am more repulsed by you.
With her paper tigerness.
For real, like I want to like you, and I want to be attracted to you. And I want you to get hotter, and I want you to be cooler. But you're going in the opposite direction. I find you more repulsed.
Like this?
Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm choking. I got choked out by water.
She's doing like the lame. Along came Pollock.
Does Evian? Does Desante water got you in a rear naked Willie right
no,
now?
No, it's Brita. I don't get Desante.
It's Brita Willie.
It's Brita Willie.
It's a member's mark.
Yeah.
No, it's even worse than that, Bubba. She takes a used. Container.
A plastic bottle, and
yeah,
I refill
bottle.
It for a few
it
days.
With Brita. So it's Brita Willie.
So I saved
dollars.
Oh, I
got that. I got that,
call
I think.
It Brita Willie.
I got that.
Yeah.
It makes a hell of a lot more sense.
Sure does.
But my family insists on getting as many water bottles as they can, half full, and it just drives me crazy.
So
but
I
anyway.
Do the same thing.
Anyway.
Single-use water bottles. Shame on you guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're all recycled, though, already. That's the point.
Right.
So, yeah, boy, and by the the plastic that you get on the real cheap ones are like it's a wonder it even holds the water.
It barely stands up.
Yeah, this one's pretty bad.
Leans over.
It's very flimsy.
Yeah, like it's always crushed because you know the dock workers are just throwing it all around and everything.
Desante's thick. You ever feel those bottles are like, man, you could beat someone on the head with one of those.
Coca-Cola don't care.
No.
Yeah.
Desante's gross.
Desante is disgusting.
It tastes like it.
Aquafina.
I like Fiji.
Fiji's
the bomb. Fiji's the bomb.
I like any kind of water. I don't care.
Sorry.
First show we've ever had to cancel because Anna has a pubic hair in her fucking throat.
It's not a pube.
We don't know that.
I mean, we do know that. Yeah. What do you have in your... How do you choke yourself out with water?
You've never had that happen before where you're supposed to go down your esophagus, goes down the windpipe, and then you get all caught up.
I had one little clear deal. I didn't keep
milking
it out.
I almost died. I was like almost vomiting in the parking lot. But I'm fine now. Everything's good. I'm fine.
Like you can't even take a good harm. Like I was yoking your arm up a little bit to try to enter. You know, like when.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting it. Like, I should always expect it when you approach me.
When I'm around you, I might grab you.
I know. He yoked me up. He gave me a nice crack on the back though. A little
all right,
squeak
so
post.
I just so that you know, please know that none of it's a sexual advance. So don't like try to sue
I'm
me down the.
Very much aware that none of it's sexual.
Okay.
To the point where it almost hurts my feelings, but that's okay.
All right, perfect. Jay, did you witness that on my lawyer?
I did. I
thank
heard
you
that.
Very
clip
much.
That, Bo.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, like, I'm not trying to, like, rub my wiener or nothing on you, okay?
No, and you never have. Gordon.
And I never
have. Maybe your nips, but that's just by accident.
Yeah, but you know what? Those are hard to control. Like, everybody gets rubbed by them.
They were out on the prowl today.
I'll nip rub you, even if you're my opponent.
From 3 feet away.
I don't even like you, you might get nip rubbed.
Yeah.
Just poor little things.
You can't help it.
My God, I was looking at him yesterday. I'm like, are you? Maybe I should
with or without a shirt.
Without a shirt.
Oh.
I just got out of bed, but, you know, I keep my air at 61 for my bedroom.
Yeah.
So they were out. I mean, like,
out to play.
I actually looked at him and be like, I wonder if Dan,
to Tokyo.
If Dan should.
Had nipple reduction?
If I should get him.
I don't think that's a thing.
It's not the areola, right? It's just the actual, the erasers.
Nip. Yeah, they're big as fuck.
You got husky erasers?
Has this always been a problem for you?
I think they're getting bigger the older I get.
It's like after a dog gives heat.
Are you doing something to him?
No, I'm not sucking them.
Exactly.
I'm not into tit sucking all of a sudden. Hey, listen. I'm putting clamps on them?
Lactating or
something? Yeah. Are you clamping them down?
Got them double bread clipped up.
I'll use it a chip clip.
Use it a chip clip.
Take them off the Fritos, throw on the titties.
Take them off the ruffles and go right to the fucking titties.
Woo.
Hey, honey, don't mind my chip clips on my nips. My nips are pretty, like, they are pretty tough. I got two things that are tough, my balls and my nips.
Your balls.
Would you?
Like, I've had girls before pull my balls and be like, God, I've never been with a guy that could get their balls pulled like you before.
So if you're a superhero, you have super strong balls and nipples. That's your two.
Your balls and your nipples would be. I'd go see that fucking superhero. Hey, did you hear about Iron Man? He has an iron suit. No, what about Spider-Man? Well, he shoots these fucking web kind of deals. What about Batman? Well, Batman just got all kinds of shit on his utility. Oh, Bubba's got, he's got a real good set of balls on him and some hard nipples.
Indestructible balls and nipples.
He gets the guy down and he pokes his eyes out with his nipples.
He
uses his balls as a shield.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, he's fucking. It's great.
Oh, it's old Shield Ball Clem over there.
Yeah, Shield Ball Clem. Who is the best superhero? Like, who's got the best shit?
Iron Man because he's just Superman. A super rich dude who has all the coolest stuff.
Yeah, but Iron
so
Man.
Dan?
But
exactly. That's what Dan wishes he was.
But I mean,
Tony
I'm talking
Stark.
Like, but I'm talking about like, you know, like special attributes or weapons. You
it's
know,
gotta, I mean,
like Aquaman. All that motherfucker can do is swim.
Yeah, I don't want to be Aquaman.
It's got to be either Batman or Spider-Man then.
Well, Superman.
No, Superman. I mean, Superman.
Of all like the cool things, his natural skills, I think Superman. But Iron Man has all that too, and then he could take it all off and be a regular guy.
Yeah, to me, Iron Man to be like, you know, you can't like you can fuck Superman up a little bit. You can fuck, you know, Spider-Man up a little bit, but Iron Man, he just hits a button and he's a big fucking piece of iron. Like, what are you gonna do to him? You can't do shit to Iron Man,
Jack
right?
Shit.
Nope.
You can't, I mean,
there's a funny scene in one of the movies where Captain America says, what are you without your suit? And he says, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
Sounds like that answer that Romina was given Saturday night when asked about that.
That's right. By him.
Yeah. Did you hear that Dan
when
took
Dan's
her
stuck
on,
in the mud.
On a rare date Saturday night?
Where'd they go?
They went to a casino party.
I didn't hear. Dan doesn't tell me anything. Don't you know that? I find out on the air.
Yeah, well.
It's weird.
Same with my brother. I'm like, oh, I found that on Facebook what he was doing this weekend.
Yeah, well, my family hates me still right now.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe we
they
can
went
ask
to casino
you.
Night?
Hey, Jesus, yeah. Does my family still hate me? Because you were with Tara on Friday.
Well, let me tell you, Daddy, not only do they hate you, they really hate you, Daddy.
Yeah, Tara said she was hoping that you really were moving out.
Was she mad at you?
Tanner, you know, like, do they still hate me? They're not communicating with me.
I mean, we didn't really talk about that.
Oh, okay.
She said Tara said that she doesn't really want to talk about that. She's worried about work right now. And, you know, things will be fine. Things will work itself out.
Didn't the vaccine make everything okay?
Well, what the fuck are they? Do you even know what they're mad about?
No, Dad.
The Lummy? Are they still mad at the Lummy deal?
I don't know. We didn't really get into it, Dad. I'm telling you.
You should have pushed.
Oh, he put a dad in there,
he
too.
He did.
Oh, yeah. That's serious.
That's all right,
Jesus.
Stern.
See you there, Jesus.
Yeah. Gotcha. Loud and clear.
Damn, Jesus. Did you and Tara talk about how maybe you and I are moving out?
Daddy, we didn't talk about nothing.
No, all we did was eat and play Mexican Train.
What the fuck is Mexican Train?
Dominoes.
Oh, sorry.
Bones. He's playing with Bones.
And by the way, Tyler and his girl, they love this Mexican Train shit, and I refuse to play it.
Really?
Dominoes are fun.
Yeah, they are.
Tyler, is this Mexican Train thing fun?
It is fun, but you won't have the patience for it.
What do you mean?
Oh, because you got to play it. We played for like 4 hours.
4 hours? Fuck
four
that.
4 hours?
I mean, we got there at 6, and we didn't leave till like 11.
And you're playing Mexican Train the entire time?
Yeah, I mean, she got a chicken for dinner from Publix.
Do you have snacks, I mean, at least for 4 hours?
Yeah, she said chicken.
Oh, Tara's the best host of all. You think I need to conference call? You think I need to call my mom and my sister today and have a conversation with them?
Find out why you're getting
off
heat.
The air.
Yeah, oh.
Ooh. Yeah, definitely off the air.
Oh, yeah, if you do on the air, it's just
off the air, Dad.
Hold on. Hold on. Blitz, Tyler doesn't know that I know what that because I'm so fucking in-tuned.
You think I know something. I'm not telling you.
Here's the deal, Blitz. When he said off the air, that means Tara mentioned or my mom mentioned they don't like this on-air shit.
Oh, they
Targ literally told you that day.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's kind of obvious. Everyone would have said that.
But don't they know that that's part of what I got to do?
Right, and that's why they said that.
But what I'm saying, Blitz, is like almost everything I do, I have to put on the air. That's the premise of our program.
Yeah, you do. They don't. And that's what they're saying.
But if it's part of my life and they're
it's part of their life.
No, it's my life.
But you're hold on. But here's the thing: is you're trying to fix it.
Yeah, so you got to kind of bend to their will.
Yes,
they should bend to his will.
No, that's not how it works, Lummy.
Well, it should.
Well, they need to. Okay.
Well, I mean, That's.
Whatever. They know. Boy, you know what? It's awful nice when you're on the benefactory side of what I do on the air. But sometimes it's funny until it's about you. You ever notice that about the show? It's funny until it's about you.
Isn't that just life in general?
Yes. I know that. But that's what my show is. Now, I'm the brunt. I got to take the fucking heat for everything. But, it's a big knee-slapping event until it fucking hits a little bit home.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hitting a little bit. Eventually, everybody it's part of my life, the show's going to piss you off because you're going to be banter on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to accept me, as your brother, as your whatever the fuck, you just have to understand that's just the way it is.
Comes with the territory, Bubba, as a brother.
So it's like 95% of the time, and my show and my realness has nothing to do with whomever might be mad at me, but on 5% of it, it might be directly related to something that I'm going on with you, and it's the premise of my program that I talk about it. I mean, again, so whatever.
Uh-oh. Are they mad at the big chip caper? Is that the thing? Because
so Tyler,
Danny almost
kind of
did that. Danny almost did that because
yeah,
I mean, it sounds
didn't.
So.
So Tyler,
but
is it the chip?
Harmless.
Is it the chip incident that
though.
They're mad about?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And then I think afterwards, too, what you said, your conversation was the other day with Tara.
What was that?
Uh-oh.
About how you flipped out on her because she just said just be a little nicer or something like that. You flipped out about on the air the other day.
If you're going to text me a fucking be nicer to Lummy text, like, am I supposed to not talk about that?
That's because
She texts me, blah, 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 and you just need to learn to be nicer to Lummy. When you say something that idiotic and I call you out on it, you can't get mad at me. Am I just supposed to not say nothing about that? When you text me, be nicer to Lummy, do you not understand that I fucking love Lummy more than anything in the world? But the dynamic that the program has is sometimes Lummy gets a little heat. Lummy, when you do stupid stuff, you get heat, don't you?
I get heat, yeah, I get heat.
That was real heat, too. That was, 3 or 4 days in the hospital heat?
A lot of Scoville.
Why is that all on me?
It's not, Bubba.
How is that fuck all on me?
No, it's
that's
not.
That's what I'm saying is, Dan, I honestly, when he did it, I thought to myself, a chip? You know what I mean? It does. Mm-hmm. No one would ever imagine that a chip would do that. It's not like you made him eat a whole bag or some big content. I mean, eat a chip. That's not a big deal.
Tara's max at reverse the blitz. Tara's max at reverse the heat on her stupid fucking text.
Right.
She's smarter than me, but she, on this particular text, probably didn't use the right set of words. And you have to realize that if you're going to talk like that to me, I'm going to talk about it on the air.
Bubba doesn't like to be told what to do.
Well, no, I don't mind being told what to do.
No,
but don't turn a work into a fucking shoot or turn a shoot into a work.
Point taken.
No, not you. That wasn't directed
to
you.
I know that. I understand.
I mean, do you even understand the program? Be nice to Lummy. I can't be any fucking nicer to Lummy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Lummy.
Other than this one accident
It's your fault.
That I didn't plan, that I would never, ever want anything to do. Like, for her to say, just be nicer to Lummy, that's like, you're almost acting like a mark. You're my fucking sister. You know this is show business. You know I would fucking cut an arm off for Lummy. You know that Lummy couldn't scratch the microphone of any other major radio program and be this popular. That's because I've put him in this position to succeed. I've made him a fucking superstar. Don't say to me, be nice to Lummy. You're acting like a fan at that point. Then you don't understand the dynamics of what I got going on here.
You know what I think would help, Bubba?
What?
Like a six-hour session of the Mexican train. That's what you should do.
No, but
yeah,
no,
train it out.
No, I know. Everybody's afraid to talk shit about Tara, and I'm not talking shit about my sister. I'm only trying to set. I'm very animated, and I'm very, you know, I'm just. I know that I'm a little bit loud on this particular issue, but she. I don't even know if you guys can even understand what I'm trying to say.
I can deal with the sibling. I understand it.
Blitz, do you understand? It's like, don't act like a mark.
There's a certain dynamic between siblings that there's like a point where they cross it and it's irritating. And it doesn't matter where you are, what venue, if you're on the radio or not on the radio. I totally get it because I get that area crossed a lot in my life.
Blitz, do you understand, though, the show aspect of what
Steve
I'm trying to
too.
Say? Blitz.
Absolutely.
Like, don't send me a text that says you need to be nicer to Lummy. You should know the show better than to have to send that to me.
I would say don't send a text to you that says you need to do anything.
Well, she has the right to say that to me. She has the right to tell me I need to do a lot of things because I've been very dependent upon her, and I love her very much, and she has absolutely, you know, a lot of people are going to get mad because I'm talking this way to my sister, and she has helped me get a truck and lent me money and mm-hmm. live, and like, I mean, she's, you know, she's my absolute angel. I love her, but I have to stick up. I have to give her a dressing down when she's going to act like a mark. And even having this conversation in itself is upsetting to her because she doesn't understand what I'm really trying to say.
I think the issue is because on the air a few days prior, you said, like, hey, tell me what I need to do. Like, what can I do to make this better? I'll do anything. And that was kind of her answer to that.
Be nicer to Lummy. I mean, it's just like, I find that insulting. I find that you don't understand my business and how hard it is to do what I do and to make superstars out of people. And to you know, get them over. I mean, I don't even know if people understand what I'm trying to say is the special talent it takes to be able to put somebody like Lummy that over. And that there's probably only a handful of broadcasters in the world that could put Lummy and get Lummy that over. And just on the surface, if Lummy went to apply to be a co-host on a internationally syndicated radio program, nobody would look three times at the guy because he doesn't have a resume or a lineage or anything like that where you have a lot of experience doing that.
Right.
So for me to put him in that situation and to get him over as hard as he is over is absolutely fucking monumental for me, for what I've done. And we have one little stunt, one little chip thing that I didn't want, you know, think was going to be a problem.
Yeah, the intention
up being a
was
problem.
Not, yeah.
And when I get on Lummy about the levels and something like that, I mean, like, am I not supposed to fucking get on people? Am I supposed to say, Lummy, I don't give a fuck what it sounds like. It can be the shittiest levels ever. I can. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Whew.
Feel better?
No, I feel worse because if she'd happen to download this podcast, she will not understand. I will be looking. My mom will listen to it. They'll fucking. They're going to absolutely spin me as to being the bad guy, and that I'm out of control, and I'm disrespectful, and I'm not appreciative, and all this bullshit. But whereas they don't fucking understand that if you're going, my life is very public. One of the things that I do is share my life with my audience, good or bad. And 8 times out of 10, I'm the brunt of the joke. And so when my sister, who should know better, to send me that type of text, I call her out on it. That's going to be made. I'm going to be made to look like the bad guy. Because maybe it's me. Maybe I should just keep my mouth shut and just sit there and fucking take it. But Blitz, at that point, now I'm not being true to what I really do. Mm-hmm. And I have an internal struggle with that. And my family shouldn't act like a bunch of marks. This is show business. But they don't understand because they've become so personally attached and they love Lummy so much. Lummy, and then that in itself, how much people love you, Lummy, and how much they'll fucking fight for you, and just because how you're the absolute most over person since Ned ever, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that in itself fucking show my brilliance?
Yeah.
But I get spun as a bad guy. These fucking podcasts are out of control. Are they? Are they not?
No kidding.
It's like a therapy session.
It's like I almost need Blitz the ability to be live so that I can keep my shit together. I don't think that I really think that anybody's listening at this point, but a lot of people will.
They are.
Yeah, not,
at this second right now, no, there's not. But in an hour from now,
yeah.
A lot of people down. When
the clock strikes noon.
It's when the texts come in.
Phone's
blowing up in 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lon
You get
Johnson.
Your phone ready already?
Yeah, I'm calling Tara.
Bubba
right
just
now.
Grabbed his phone.
That or we cut this all this out.
Start over.
Like,
ready?
Yeah,
go.
We might just be starting this shit over. I'm going to have to ask her. I'm so fucking so sorry. It so got away from me.
Are you calling her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably. I mean, she may not like answer.
Anna, shut the
Okay, I'm shutting the fuck up.
Fuck up.
I'm going to do what I do best. Shutting
Daddy,
up.
I said do it off the air.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you're
Tyler,
over.
Tyler, is this a bad idea?
That's why you're over.
Tyler, is this a bad idea?
It's probably not the best.
Yes, Daddy.
Not
yes,
the best, Daddy.
This is a horrible idea, Daddy.
Daddy, I just want to go on record. I am not part of this right here at all. I want to play Mexican Dream.
I said the opposite of this, and you did the opposite of what I said, Daddy.
She's ignoring you.
Daddy, I can't get it. Why you don't understand, Daddy. I made it real clear what you should have done, Daddy, and you did the opposite, Daddy.
That's okay. You never listen, Daddy. I don't get it.
Hi, this is Tara. I can't take your...
Oh.
With you as soon as possible. Thanks, and have a good day.
She's using her Hitachi when she does her message. Hold on.
At the tone, please record your message.
Shut up.
When you finish recording,
I'm making it all better.
Hang up.
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
This makes it all better.
Hey, Tara, it's Bubba, your brother. I really fucked up bad. Really bad. And on the podcast today that gets released at noon, I kind of went off on you.
They were still recording.
And... This isn't gonna matter.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
sorry,
Tara.
Sorry.
I kind of went off on you, but I didn't really mean it. I was just fucking working an angle on the deal. And I love you so very much. And let's talk about. I'm either gonna have to.
It's show business,
Ma. I mean, Tara. I'm either gonna have to fucking stop recording and start my podcast over.
Right.
Or I'm going to release what I just recorded a few minutes ago, of which I'm cutting a promo on you, but I didn't mean any of it, okay?
I told him to do it off the air.
Tara told me, yeah, you don't got a
Tyler.
Hair. Tyler. Tyler told me you don't got a hair in your ass if you don't call your sister.
He did.
Up.
He said.
That's exactly verbatim.
Call that bitch out.
Verbatim.
He did say that.
And that you cheated 3 times this weekend on Mexican Train and didn't want to say nothing.
Yep.
But hey, Tara, listen, the best thing to do is don't listen to today's podcast. And let's have a conversation before you do, okay?
But don't worry. It'll end up on the air, the conversation.
And no. You know
so
what
just
I
remember
can do?
That.
Tara, text me back because I can drive the moped over to your office before I leave to go back to your home.
Beep, beep.
So maybe this might be something that we talk about face-to-face, and I'll give you the biggest hug, and I'll tell you so much I love you.
And a bean dip.
And I will grab your ass, too.
Yeah.
Have you seen
it's looking nice. It's looking nice.
Have you seen how good she looks?
Absolutely.
She looks fucking amazing.
She's getting it dialed in.
I love you. I love you so much.
Love you, Tara.
Love you.
Don't listen.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. Message review.
Better. Hey, Tara, it's Bubba, your brother. I really fucked up bad. Really bad. And on the podcast today that gets released at noon, I kind of went off on you. They were still recording.
And how many messages have started off like that?
None.
In your life with her?
No. Kind of went off on you. But I didn't really mean it. I was just fucking working an angle on the deal. And I love you so very much. And let's
work
talk
at an
about,
angle on the deal.
I'm either going to have to.
It's show business.
Tara, I'm either going to have to fucking stop recording and start my podcast over.
Right.
Or I'm going to release what I just recorded a few minutes ago, of which I'm cutting a promo on you, but I didn't mean any of it, okay?
I thought we'd do it off the air.
Tara told me, yeah, you don't got a hair.
Tyler.
Tyler told me you don't got a hair in your ass if you don't call your sister.
He said exactly, verbatim.
Call that bitch out.
Verbatim.
He did say that.
And well, it's not going to go good.
This weekend on Mexican train, yep. And didn't want to say nothing.
Yep.
But, Tara, listen, don't listen. The best thing to do is don't listen to today's podcast. And let's have a conversation before you do, okay?
Yeah, yeah. But don't worry, it'll end up on the air, the conversation.
And no, you know
so
what I can
remember
do?
That.
Tara, text me back so I can drive the moped over to your office before I leave to go back to your home.
Beep.
So maybe this might be
might
something
be insane.
That we talk about face-to-face.
Oh, there's no might.
I'll give you a hug and I'll tell you how much I love you.
And a bean dip.
And I will grab your ass, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen how good she looks?
Absolutely.
It's my God. Amazing.
She's getting it dialed in.
I love you. I love you so much.
I love you, Tara.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to,
right,
to send
you
your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been
urgent.
Sent.
Here. You know what? She would literally only have to take that to the sheriff, and they would come and get me and put me in one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the crazy farm.
Hello, exactly. Baker Act Division. Yes, I like to Baker Act my brother. What haven't you got? Well, here's one of the phone calls. He just left me.
We need a straitjacket ASAP.
3X, please.
3X.
Do you feel better?
I do, but I feel far more misunderstood. Like, I don't know if my... I think I fucking... worsened my situation.
Well,
I mean, probably a little bit.
Because they don't understand the fucking business. They don't, Blitz, they don't, not a lot of people understand my business. They don't. No. They just don't get it. It's funny until it's about them.
I think they get it, but they think that some things are more important.
Like, yes.
Like family.
You put the show above absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And they think, family should come first, then...
No, fuck that, because
the show is his life.
Because the show has been... I've been able to... It's my way of... I don't know.
The show is your life.
It's my life.
Yeah.
It's my life. And you know, like, my family is second, but... show's first.
I know that. That's what I'm saying.
The show loves me more than my family does.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they, I mean.
Remember when Hogan cried to me when I cut a promo? He said everybody in the whole was left me. Only thing I got is wrestling. Yeah. Well, my family never left me. I left them a few times, though. I don't know. I don't know if people understand that I just roll around real cynical and real. Like, I'm always just fucking around cutting promos and stuff.
You're having fun.
Like, I could be Johnny fucking, hey, Anna, how you doing today? Great. That's great to know. Okay. Well, you have a great day. Or I could be like, listen, you horse-toothed little bean-dip bitch, I hope you have a great day. I love you.
Thank you. Love you so much.
Yeah. I mean, Blitz, I know you're going to announce, I know you're going to make this bad for me.
What?
But I want you to make it. I would like for you to be honest, because you've known me the longest. You've actually known me a little bit longer than Jay. But Jay, you can chime in on this too, because you got 20 years on me. At the end of the day, I am a little crazy. But I think you have to be crazy in order to be able to do what I do.
Oh, we've talked about this on air a million times, and I've always said the same thing, that you are absolutely insane. You wouldn't not have made it to where you're at if you weren't, and you would have also bettered yourself if you weren't. So it's like a triple-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
But you've lived and died by the same sword.
Correct.
And there's some truth to that, because you're brilliant in the way that you approach things, and yet sometimes the way you approach things has been your downfall.
Your demise.
Absolutely.
And yet, in hindsight, having known you the whole time, I don't know that there's a thing that you would have done differently, because most of it was misinterpreted, misunderstood, and misperceived by the public.
This is like a
all
Greek mythology tragedy. You know?
I mean, all of it. Same thing. You know, we go back to the hog, or you go to any of it, and all the things that they said, none of it was actually true. And the whole time he had ideas that people tried to create this, like, he's paranoid, and his paranoia was actually perception.
Like, I've been told...
You've been right every time.
I've been told by everybody, from law enforcement to my lawyers to people that I love, to my family, to friends, that says, Bubba, you're paranoid. This is not really happening. There's no way it's going down like that. That's simply not... And guess what? Every time I've been right.
You were right. Every
time I've been right.
Time.
Is it hard being right so much?
No,
it is. I learned that as I got later in life. Being right is tough, isn't it, Bubba?
Well, I'm so right that I'm wrong.
Oh, shit.
Meaning I'm right, but society doesn't know or will never acknowledge that I'm right. They'll always have me as wrong. Mm. I'll always be spun as the bad guy. I'll always be blackballed. I'll always be a joke. I'll always be a loudmouth that tried to feel sorry for themselves. Nobody really understands how some of this shit went down, and they don't believe me. People don't believe me.
Right.
But and realistically, everything and how I've laid everything out is exactly how it went down.
Even the Hog deal, you know, on literally within, what was it, a year or so after that arrest, there was a show called Hogs Gone Wild where they were killing hogs on television doing the exact same thing that was done in his studio. Actually, outside the studio where he wasn't a part of it.
Here's what sucks is that people think that it's easy to do this. Sit here, talk some shit, be crazy, but it's really not. It's really, really, really hard. And it's so hard that not very many people can really do it, a handful of people. It's as rare to be able to do what I do, like Joe Rogan. I'm not comparing myself to Joe Rogan or Howard or anybody like that. They're far more successful. I don't say they're more talented than me. But they're far more successful. They've been marketed better. They haven't fucked up as much. They've just done things the right way, whereas I've done things the wrong way. But I will tell you right now, I'm as critical of talk show hosts as the next guy. I'm familiar with what I sound like. I'm familiar with my skill set. And I am as good as any other talk show host in the world. And one of the reasons why I'm so good is because I am literally somewhat insane.
Mm-hmm.
No question.
I agree with that.
And literally anybody that does this has to kind of be fucked up.
It's a beautiful mind you've got.
Oh, don't say that.
I believe it. I've seen it so many times. When you sit in that seat up there, how daunting is it to try to sit in his position? Yeah, try to do what he does.
Yeah,
and he makes it look. I know it. And we did it before, and it's horrible. It's so tough to do. Watching Danny flounder there, or someone flounder there, in the old days when the crew would try to come in and do best of when he's gone, horrible. No one can do what he does sitting back there, and he makes it look so seamless. Even if something as simple as stamps.com or him, whatever it is, everything you do, you make it look so simple and easy that people forget how difficult and what a good skill set it is. It's very difficult.
And thank you for that. But here's what sucks is when my brilliance, which is really insanity, which is really a lot of things, I'm not a threat to society.
No,
I'm not. I'm actually a really good person. I really am. Very loyal person. Like
one of the best.
I may have a dark side. I think we all have a dark side to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Some of which, you know, mine, has obviously been somewhat publicized. Most people's dark sides have not, but outside of my dark, I think we all have dark sides. I actually am a pretty good person that wants good things for people. Now, I do hold some grudges, as we all do. But what makes me the saddest is that I think my family doesn't appreciate what I do, and it's scoffed off as being, bad or insane, whereas I think that it's far more special than they give me credit for.
So your responses to things aren't what they expect. You know, they're not normal. Because, very rarely do you talk to somebody and they're a host of a radio show where they can just read texts out anyway, so.
But you said something interesting there. It's not what they expect, and it's not normal, but it is normal for him.
Yeah, but I know.
And
but
so
not,
they
but
should expect, after all these years, you would expect that they would every now and then realize there's going to be an episode like this in his life that's going to be misunderstood, and he's going to apologize, because it's just part of his being for 30 years.
And I think they know that by now, but, you know, I think it's, hey, we hope. There's someone calling the hotline right now.
Oh, maybe that's...
Is that Tara? Tara? Maybe. God, Anna, you keep screwing me up those long names.
No, it's your fault. Why is it me?
Hello? It's because it's Tara. It's Tara.
Hello? This is my sister? Anybody else I'm not interested in talking to? Is it a bill collector? Get in line, bitch. Hello?
It's no one I have on my phone.
All right, see you later. But, I don't know. I just feel like... They don't quite understand what I do.
And I think they get it fully, Bubba, to be honest with you. I think that they think that your priorities are fucked up. Yeah. That's what I think that they think.
Whoa. You broke it down.
But I agree, though.
I'm not saying anything's right or wrong. I think that that's what they think. They totally get it. They understand, but they think that your priorities are not in order.
Well, my priorities, you know, should be, you know, probably family first. And it is, to an extent. But I need the show. You know what? My show not only is, you know, the way I make a living, but it's also very therapeutic for me as well. I'd probably be a fucking axe murderer if I didn't have this show.
No, I agree with that. But I just think that they think that some things are probably left to be dealt with off the air.
It isn't like I just started putting shit on the air. I've been doing it.
I know, but
you know.
It hasn't served you well in the past.
And I think they're like, okay, we hope this time he realizes every other time he's done that, it's caused an issue. So hopefully this time he won't.
Yeah, but when Tara says some stupid shit
okay, like now. No,
like, don't be a fucking mark. Don't be a mark. Don't text me like a mark. Text me like my sister. The last thing you need to text me is be nice to Lummy. That sounds like some fucking guy that lives in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell
Buzzard
me,
Bob,
tell me
ass.
How should she have approached you? If she thinks that you should be nicer to Lummy, how
Tampa
should she
Tara?
Have said
it? Well, first of all, having the mindset that I need to be nicer to Lummy is the problem in itself.
Okay.
That's the fucking problem.
Because that implies you're not being nice to him.
Right.
Okay, but if she's not allowed to express herself and...
Not stupidly,
okay. Not stupidly. Okay, got it.
Not in an incorrect way about the show.
Okay.
You don't fucking got shit over there.
Nope.
You know, you just say got it because she's your girl. I'm my own fucking island here, buddy.
Tell him, Lummy.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bubba.
No, don't you get heat with her.
Oh.
She fucking adores you. I'd stay
get heat with her, Lummy.
Lummy, no.
Yeah.
Lummy, be Switzerland like a motherfucker. And Tara, you should appreciate, I got my trained motherfucking Frankenstein over there ready to unleash some shit on you. And I just called him back because I said, don't fuck with my sister.
Switzerland.
Yes, I said, back it off on Tara, man. You better be Switzerland. That bitch is fucking, you know.
Bubba, you should be nice to Lummy. You called him your trained Frankenstein.
No, Jay, doesn't that in itself show you how fucked up her statement is? She said, I should be nice to Lummy. Lummy's ready to get on her to defend me because I got him Stockholmed, right?
Yeah.
I call him off and say, no, don't fuck with Tara.
Right.
Doesn't that fucking almost go against what you're trying to fuck with me on?
Exactly.
No, I mean, yes, it does. Yes, it does. I think her point is that you have him trained like in Stockholm. I think that's her point.
But he can't be on Stockholm.
I can't help that. He's Stockholmed.
He wanted to be Stockholmed.
Lummy,
Stockholmed.
Lummy, guess what?
Yes, sir.
Do not be Stockholmed anymore.
Yes, sir.
I want you to go against me.
No, you mean no, sir.
I want you to call me out. I want you to fucking not care about me. I want you to just say, fuck off, Bubba, you stupid shit.
Let's practice.
Yeah, you ready?
Say, fuck off, Bubba, you stupid shit.
Hold on, you ready? Hey, Lummy, I'm really tired of you fucking around here, levels being off and shit. Why don't you take some more pride in your work, you know?
I'm sorry, Bubba, I will do my best.
No!
No,
you dumb idiot!
Lummy, you can't do it.
Lummy, we're practicing. Fuck off, Bubba, you piece of shit. That's the new game.
I can't say it.
You have to.
Lummy, you're so stupid because Tara loves it when you call Lummy stupid.
No, I'm not calling Lummy
stupid. I am.
Yeah, fuck off, Blitz.
I did.
There you go.
No, hold on. So
Lummy.
No, it's to Bubba,
so Lummy, when I really get fucking mad at you, like I get on you about some stupid shit, and deep down in your little peanut head, you're like, man, I wish this motherfucker would shut up. Can't take a shit.
Yeah, what's in your head for real, Lummy? Let it out.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to.
Let's play a new game. Let's play a new game.
What's Lummy thinking?
What is in Lummy's real head? Okay, ready? Now, Lummy, I'm telling you right now, I went back in the back yesterday, and that fucking weed whacker wasn't stringed up, and the goat shit was everywhere. And I'm like, come the fuck on, Lummy. Who else would give you a fucking job? Lummy, you're supposed to.
I can't.
You can't do it.
I can't take your shit much longer. What the fuck, Lummy? You know, I mean, you know,
Lummy,
there's goat shit everywhere. The fucking weed whacker. I told you to weed whack.
He's doodling.
God damn, Lummy. What the fuck? You know,
fuck off, Bubba.
How good did that feel, Lummy?
Did that feel good?
You got now. It's fuck off, Bubba, you stupid piece of shit.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay?
And say it like you mean it.
Yeah, right. Say it like you mean it. Okay, ready? You're halfway there. You're halfway there. Lummy, I swear to God, how many times have I asked you to pick up the fucking pine needles?
Off, Bubba, you stupid piece of shit.
Ooh, that flowed. That was
that
easy
hurt my
flow.
Soul.
I don't feel good.
He's going to go back to the hospital.
Now, hold on.
Milk.
Now, Lummy, we're going to make one more point to this, okay?
Oh, no.
Perfect. It's a three-part series. Fuck off, Bubba, you stupid piece of shit. Then you're going to say, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, fat ass. Okay?
Oh, God.
That's the final piece, okay?
Yeah, and like all the times I said you look good, you really don't.
No, but just say,
I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm fucking definitely afraid. If you were really want to fuck, like I sometimes wonder, I wonder one of these days when he's just going to smash me down to zero.
He will eventually.
Like, I mean, I'm kind of fucking a little bit mindful of that, Lummy.
Just like Frankenstein. Because
you're 6'6", 310. I mean, you could fuck me up at any time. I would have a chance. But I can still look in the eyes and freeze you in a moment's notice. So, Lummy, it's fuck off, Bubba, you piece of shit. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, you fat ass.
Well, you added some in there.
Yeah, whatever. Make sure you add violence and call me fat,
right.
Okay?
Okay.
You ready? Lummy, today I pulled up today and the trash barrels aren't out. By the way, all this shit's real. I bitch at them. And I thought today was trash day. Now, how the fuck we're going to miss another trash day? And I know that's got a bunch of the Nash
we're gonna
food
miss
in
Monday.
Fuck off, Bubba, you piece of shit. I'm going to beat the shit out of you, you fat ass.
Tell him. Today's not trash day.
Today's not trash day, you moron. Not Tuesdays and Fridays.
Monday.
Get it right. Write it in your calendar, you fat ass.
Tell Lummy, say, Monday is never trash day. And you always yell at me on Monday.
You always fucking say it, and it isn't. Tuesday and Friday.
Don't blow out your fucking esophagus. Oh, it's just a game. Just a game, kid.
Hold on, Bubba. This is a shoot, by the way. This happens in the parking lot.
Fuck off, Blitz.
Lummy.
Bubba got on me again about the trash. It's Monday. We don't have trash on Monday.
Let me ask you a question. Sometimes when I'm getting on you, is that what's in your head? Be honest. Lummy, I love you to death, buddy. Please just, Lummy, I'm begging you to be honest.
Ask him this, Bubba. I say, how many times have I yelled at you about the trash on Monday, and you have taken it out, knowing that trash isn't even on Monday?
Lummy.
Yes.
Whether it's the trash.
Goddamn fucking Bubba.
Is that what you say, walking out to the curb?
Yes.
To yourself?
Yes.
Now, do you ever, in your little head, does you ever like, I love him. I love him.
All the time. All the time. That's why I go do it.
I do that when I take the trash out, too. I curse the whole time as I'm doing it.
Fucking bitch, you shouldn't be doing this yourself.
I'm thinking to my son, freaking, why am I doing this?
Trey, you little motherfucker. I hope your fucking finger gets worser. Lummy, now, don't you think that was real therapeutic? Or are you scared?
I'm sweating.
You're always sweating.
No, but I've been.
Bubba killed Lummy. It wasn't with a chip. It was with a heart attack this time. He blew his shit out for being nervous.
Bubba made Lummy tell the truth.
Yeah. All right, one last time, Lummy. Okay. Oh. Lummy, I pulled the fuck up today, and all the pine needles I told you to take out, Lummy. When do you think I told you about those fucking pine needles? Maybe 2 weeks ago.
Fuck off, Bubba. I'm sick and tired of hearing about the fucking pine needles. Go get the blower yourself and fucking blow the pine needles. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
Keep going.
No, I can't.
What about the rest of it?
Because I felt like Bubba started taking it real.
I am taking it real. I am taking it real. One of these days, it's going to happen, and it's not going to end well. Blitz is going to have to shoot you off me.
Yeah.
Like Harambe.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Travis the Chimp. Remember when it attacked his handler in a woman's face and ripped her fucking face off?
Yeah, she was on Oprah.
Just calm down, everyone.
Calm down, everyone.
That was therapeutic.
I think we're fucking done for the day. My Lord. That's a lot. That's a lot to unpack.
So, do you think Tara's going to text you or call you or anything?
I just want to let her know. I am so sorry. If hopefully you listened to the whole podcast and you haven't turned it off by now, Tara, listen, that was just completely showbiz. I was working an angle, a fucking high spot, if you will.
And Tara, make sure you give us 5 stars on Apple Podcast.
Yeah, and Tara.
Make sure you're a daily downloader.
Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow.
Right.
I'm begging off a Shakespeare deal with a high spot on the back. Come on, babe. Learn how to work.
Well, if she
fucking
works
draw some
the,
money.
If she makes it to the end, the high spot was he let him speak his mind.
Yeah.
Freely.
You know, that was the truth that came out
there,
too.
That's exactly what she wanted him to be able to do.
And, Tara, can you be any more honest? I mean, can you be any more... No, hold on.
Wait,
can I have been any more nicer to Lummy other than to let him express his true opinion about me?
By telling him what to
me,
say?
And yeah. then me taking it like a man? And then me taking it like a man? I mean, that's the ultimate form of flattery is I listen to you very indirectly, and I listen to you in my way.
I have a quick question. Lummy, what are you doing after show today?
Me and Tyler going back into the back and weed whacking.
Oh, you got lawn work duty.
Yeah.
Blitz, you know what we got going on? Our little personal duties here and there.
Trying to get heat going.
Oh, no, I was just wondering.
Making the grounds look more beautiful here at where you work is most people
Taking
take pride,
pride
in that.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
I appreciate it.
Fucking ass.
Sounds like it.
He is that.
I think that's done. I think we're done. Yeah. Jay, we all good,
quick.
Buddy?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'll do anytime you want.
Blitz, thank you.
Absolutely, thank you guys.
Jesus, run some interference for me, okay, kid?
All right, I'll try.
I got
what
you,
do you mean,
Daddy.
He tried before the call.
No. I got you. I tried to tell you not to call her. What'd you do? You called her. You did exactly the opposite of what I said to do, Daddy.